How y'all doing? That was better than 8:15, John. So, my name is Kevin, and I'm here to talk to you today about couches, right? When the youth group told me I was going to have to talk about couches, I was worried, because, you know, like, they tell you to talk about trust or something, you can find that in the Bible. Couches aren't in math, you have to check. So, there's a lot of different ways you can take it, because it's abstract. Luke, in his children's message, he took it one way, I'm going to take it in a completely different way. So that's fun. So, the main idea that the youth wanted you to take away from today was that you should be comfortable with God, right? Because that's what you do on a couch. You're comfortable, hopefully. And so, I looked at all three of my friendships to see what a comfortable relationship is, okay? And the things I came away with was that you can say what you mean. There's an open conversation, right? I can say what I mean to some of my friends, and they will respond. They won't get hurt. It's awesome. It's fantastic. I only have three of them, but that's a problem for a fifth event. So I've broken it into steps, right? Three main steps of how you get comfortable with God. I learned that grammatically, they're not actually steps, but that's fine. So the first step is in depth, right? And in depth is a very churchy term, right? So the way I think about it is a tree with deep roots, right? The roots go down, they anchor the tree. They make sure the tree doesn't just fall over out of the blue, and they also give the tree nutrients, right? As humans, we don't have roots, obviously. But spiritually, I think our roots are our past struggles with God, right? They're what we can look back on and say, God, you got me through that, so you can get me through that. They keep us anchored and make sure we don't fall over. The second step is familiar, right? And I think the biggest thing here is time. Am I moving too fast again? You say both, it's great. The biggest element in familiar is time, right?
Zoom out.
In kindergarten, you can just go up to someone and say, do you want to be friends with their friends? And in high school, it doesn't work with track. But there needs to be time, right? You have to get to know someone, because there's a difference between a meaningful friendship and an acquaintance. That's a big word. And so spiritually, it's the same thing with God. You can't just pray and all of a sudden you're a saint. You know, you got to pray continuously, constantly, right? And that leads us to our third step, which is engaged, right? So, have you ever talked to someone and they're on the phone? It's the most annoying thing ever. You can be talking about anything, and they just don't hear you. You could be telling them their hair is on fire, but they don't care. They're focused on their phone, right? Instead of on your conversation. And so, when we're talking to God, we can't have that be how we talk, right? We have to talk to Him, but we also have to listen for Him to talk to us, right? It needs to be a back-and-forth type deal. And that can be hard, but it's very rewarding. So going back through these three steps, right, you have in-depth, right, which is using your past struggles to anchor you in your present situation. You have familiar, which is using time to talk to God, and engage, which is making sure you're listening for God. To elaborate on these three steps, we have a really cool interview thing we're going to have people come up for. Awesome. So they're going to do a little interview. It's going to be cool. You guys are going to love it. And then I'm going to come back and talk some more.
Hello. So my name is Emily. Since today's theme is the couch and getting comfortable with God, we're going to do a brief couch interview here with Abby and Lauren and Katie about how they get comfortable with God. So, Lauren, why do you sit on a couch?
I sit on the couch to watch TV and be with friends. But sitting on the couch is more than watching TV. It's about being closer and comfortable with God.
What does the word deep mean to you?
The word deep means connecting with God and getting comfortable.
So, piggybacking off that last question, why do you think it's important for a tree to have deep roots?
Knowing that God's always with you, and what Kevin was saying is how if nothing can support a tree, it's going to fall over.
Alright. So, Kendall, why do you sit on a couch?
Well,
Well, first of all, it's where the TV is. Two, it's comfortable, but really, it's a great place to socialize with friends and all the memories that are there.
So what's the difference between being engaged and just being present?
Engaged is like understanding and knowing what's going on. It's being present is autopilot.
So how does that relate to going to church?
When you're at church, if you're engaged, it's like you're paying attention. But again, with autopilot, it's just like you aren't knowing like what's going on.
What do you do to stay familiar with God?
By praying, reading the Bible, and counting blessings.
Why do you sit on the couch?
I sit on the couch because it's comfortable, and also to get more comfortable with God.
How is being engaged in school different from being engaged in church?
Well, being engaged in school was more like you just kind of follow the rules and do what you're supposed to do. But when being engaged with church and being engaged with your relationship with God, you have to, like, kind of more follow Him, but also put your own perspective on it. He kind of gives you something to do, but it's your choice to be able to do it.
Katie, what reasons do you sit on a couch for?
It's where all the family fun is. People tell jokes and funny stories to keep you entertained. Also, you can connect and get comfortable with God.
Why is it important to get to know God?
He can help you through things if you need help. Also, He takes care of you so you can take the right path in life.
Lauren, how do you connect with God personally?
I connect with God by praying every night and going to church and getting involved with the youth more.
Kendall, how do you connect with God personally?
Again, praying and knowing He's there.
Abby?
I connect to God personally by showing His actions, pursuing through my life.
Kate? I read a psalm in our proverb every morning and I also pray every single night.
Well, so that's the end of that. But I hope all of you can take something away from this, whether it's getting deep with God, connecting with God, or being engaged with God, apply it to your everyday life. Thank you.
So that was cool, right? That was good, awesome. So, now, we have our three steps which they talk about, right? In-depth, familiar, engaged. Cool. So, I think those three things, they're how you get comfortable with God. What an interesting facet of that is they also help you live and carry out God's mission, right? So, if you take in-depth, right? One thing we did talk about was the uncomfortable. How many of you guys have ever gotten a new baseball glove? That thing does not move at all. You know it, right? You try and flex your hand for like 10 hours, it doesn't work. You have to break it in and hit it with like stickers on it. I don't know, it's a great baseball, so I don't know if that's how you do it. But it takes a lot of time and effort to get the result of a comfortable glove, right? There's a period of uncomfortability. As humans, and in our relationship with God, we don't have to get hit with a stick, which is fantastic. But what we need to do is we need to take risks, right? And a good example of this is the parable of the talents. A talent, in this case, is not like a talent show type deal. It's like a measure of silver or currency. I'm not a scholar. But the parable of the talents, there was this wealthy dude who had three servants. He gave the one, like, 10 grand, one 5 grand, one 1,000. Okay? The one with the 10 grand and the one with 5 grand, they donated, or not donated it, they invested it. It's different, yeah. So they invested it and they ended up getting double what they started with. The one guy with 1,000 just dug a hole and threw it in. So when this wealthy dude came back, he wanted his money back, correct? And the guys with 10,000 and 5,000, they go, here's double what you gave us. The dude with 1,000 is like, here's exactly what you gave me, but some dirt. The guy decides to invest They could have lost the entire money that had been given to them. They could have ended up with nothing, and then they really would have been in a bad place. But they took a risk, they trusted themselves, and they invested in it. And it's the same way with us. We have to go out and we have to do things that make us uncomfortable, like evangelism, right? I had to evangelize in Brooklyn. I was in the Chinatown part. No one spoke English. It was the most awkward thing I've ever done. I feel like eating my hands and whatnot. But it was uncomfortable, but throughout the process of it, I got comfortable with doing it, right? Same thing with anything that makes you uncomfortable. Over time, it will get more comfortable. You take these risks and at first they feel awful, but over time, they will feel comfortable. I feel like I said comfortable like 20 times. Alright, but familiar is something that we talked about before. It also involves time, right? With friendships and whatnot. And a good example of that is Nicodemus in the Bible. He was a Pharisee, and the Pharisees, if you don't know, they were the ones who told Jesus. Spoiler alert. So, the Pharisees were bad dudes, but Nicodemus was kind of intrigued by Jesus, and he started meeting up with them. And eventually he did some stuff at night, and like came in, talked to Jesus. And then eventually he also carried Jesus when he was dead. So that was someone who over time that friendship grew. But the other thing that grew was Nicodemus' confidence, right? He started out having to go in at night to talk to Jesus, and eventually he was fine. He could talk to him whenever, except he was dead, so that kind of, that didn't help. But that's the same thing that familiarity can do. It can breed confidence in someone, right? With my three friends, I am confident in them because I've spent time with them. I'm familiar with them, right? I know what they're going to do, and I'm confident they're going to follow through with it, right? Same way with Jesus. Like we talked about with that tree roots, those past experiences. When we're confident in something, we can rely on it. And so we're now to the engage part, the last one. Alright? Going back to the talents, or the cash parable, whatever you want to call it. The dude who had the 1,000 was not engaged. He just dug a hole and threw his money in, and then filled the hole. The other two, they had to invest, right? For those of you who have invested, it takes time, effort, energy, strength. I haven't done it, but I hear it's tough. So, when you invest, it takes time. They had to do all these things, right? But they were engaged with the money, right? And they ended up getting reward. And I think Kendall touched on it on the couch up here. The difference between engaged and present. And the best example I can think of this is a kid on Christmas, right? The present itself is there, but it doesn't do anything, right? Except get on the grass. The kid, if you've ever seen a kid on Christmas, laser focus. They know where to go. They know how to get it. They're going to rip anything apart. It's ridiculous. They are engaged. They're aware, and they're looking. The present just kind of sits there. It is passive. It doesn't do anything. And so being engaged is much harder, but it's much more rewarding, right? And so it's more time invested, so you get more out of it, right? And so those are the three things. In depth, you have to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. Familiar, you will gain confidence over time, and engage, it will take a lot out of you, a lot of focus, but you will get a lot. And so, if we go back to the passage Heather read at the beginning of my first one, it talked about how when you are comfortable with God, God will give you an easier burden, right? It's not going to be no burden. Alright, you'll still have stress, struggles, whatever, but it'll be alleviated because you're comfortable with God sitting on the couch. It's awesome. So yeah, that's all I have for you, so thank you guys.